Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news and stuff right after this.
A big thank you to the several sources that bring you Hello, World each day, starting with this Christian radio station. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To the Cross Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thank you. Greg Patton Ministries. Gee, that's a good word. In Fort Wayne, Indiana. And you, the listener, we appreciate your prayers and your financial support, many of you contributing. Thank you again so much. Continue to tell others about the broadcast. Join us on Facebook. Dozens and dozens and dozens are, and it's such a thrill to have you present on Facebook and responding to certain things and sending us a great deal of information and then being here every day at this time. God bless you.
What in the world is going on? Baltimore, Maryland. The Francis Scott Key Bridge along I-695 in Maryland collapsed in Baltimore's harbor overnight following a ship strike. That was early this morning, setting off a search and rescue mission for those inside vehicles that plunged into the chilly waters. But they say a person is only able to survive about 40 minutes before hypothermia sets in. A live stream of the bridge appeared to show a cargo ship colliding with a support beam, causing the bridge to break apart and fall into the river. Officials say upwards to 7 people were missing, that 2 had been pulled from the water. Multiple vehicles were on the bridge at the time, but no update on casualties has been offered. Also, men were working on the bridge at the time. Secretary of the Maryland Department of Transportation told reporters early Tuesday that the FBI was on the scene investigating what caused the ship to ram the bridge. Of course, it's all early in the investigation. Pray for those folks. Well, let's see. It went from $345 million to $175 million. After scoring a major win in the New York civil fraud case against him, legal experts weighing in whether President Donald Trump can appeal the $454 million judgment as a violation of his constitutional rights. The 45th president and presumptive GOP nominee in the 2024 election had until Monday to pay $454 million bond or face seizure of his assets, according to Attorney General Letitia James. But just hours before the deadline, the New York appeals court slashed it by 60%, saying that it's $175 million. Legal experts told Fox News that one legal avenue Trump and his lawyers could and should pursue is trying to prove that the whopping half-billion-dollar figure violates a U.S. constitutional amendment that bans any excessive fine. Well, hey, these people are going to do whatever they can to get rid of Trump. You know that. The attorney general sued Trump under a New York State executive law that gives broad investigative authority and was designed to protect against consumer fraud. She accused him and his company of inflating the values of properties in order to secure better rates of loans, la-da-da-da-da. It's all demonically led to bury this guy, and everybody knows it. So what's happening with the fake president? Legal experts interviewing expressing concern that fake President Joe Biden's ongoing efforts to cancel student loans may be pushing the very limits of his power, his executive authority. The experts say that Biden administration's pursuit of mass student loan forgiveness may be more politically motivated than legally justified. You think? Warning that additional legal challenges may arise as a result. Biden's first attempt to cancel student debt, which would have canceled roughly $430 billion in federal student loan balances and erased the debts of 20 million borrowers, was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. That doesn't bother Sleepy Joe. Now let's just move on. Let's play like nothing happened there. At a fundamental level, Congress is the one who should be making these decisions, said the director of the Cato Institute, Anastasia Boden. These are decisions that entail billions of dollars in forgiveness and really threaten the viability of the entire student loan program, because we know that forgiveness programs like this just tend to drive up the prices of drive up everything. But Hey, Biden doesn't go by the rules any place, anytime. Just does whatever he wants to do. Let's sue him and make a bond of like, $354 million. Then this squatter in the White House would have to sell some of his homes and that illegal money from China and... Yeah, where is it? Where is my... Well, let's travel over to the land of sin and selfishness. Yeah, the celebrity world. Well, it's Sean P. Daddy Combs. What a name these clowns pick out. Well, anyway, his Los Angeles home was raided Monday by Homeland Security. And, of course, in Miami also and, well, everywhere. Earlier today, Homeland Security investigators in New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with the assistance of Homeland Security in Los Angeles and the same in Miami and local law enforcement partners. I mean, they were everywhere. They're going to give you further information when they get this whole thing figured out. A U.S. official confirmed that the raids on Diddy's homes are connected to a federal human trafficking investigation. It's unclear if the rapper is the target of the federal agent's investigation or just a part of it, but, oh, that's a big deal. Isn't that something? Human trafficking, all ages, kids. I mean, we have no idea what's going on in this country. Really, that is something to definitely be praying about. Human beings just treated as a commodity. Talk about needing a gun. Well, I talked about him yesterday. The Mexican president, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. Something I guess that I really missed. I thought I was pretty strong on the story, but you know what he said, really? Here's basically his whole thrust of that interview with 60 Minutes. The flow of migrants is going to continue, if not increase, unless the United States meets his demands. Oh, brother. What else is happening? The Supreme Court. What else is happening? The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today in a case over the abortion pill that could not only have far-reaching implications for women's access to abortions, but also affect the FDA's power to regulate drugs. The case involves a challenge to changes the FDA made in 2016 and 2021 that expanded access to a drug by extending when it can be used from 7 to 10 weeks into the pregnancy, making it legal to send by mail. After a group of anti-abortion doctors objected, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last August that the FDA did not follow procedures and did not ensure the medication could be administered safely at home when it made its changes. So that's up in the air. So who do you think is right, Biden, Netanyahu? You're kidding, right? After the U.S. abstained from voting and allowed the U.N. Secretary Council to approve a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza for Ramadan, Israel canceled plans. Israel did the right thing. They canceled plans for a high-level delegation to come to Washington to discuss Israel's plans for a ground invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. In addition to a ceasefire, the resolution calls for the release of the hostages being held by Hamas, something the U.S. had vetoed past resolutions for failing to include. Though the U.S. said the abstention did not represent a policy shift, it's still angered, and it should, the Israeli government, which has said it's not going to heed to that resolution, not going to give in to a Hamas or Sleepy Joe. Is he really for Israel? What do you think? Well, how many minor and major disasters can you have before the CEO says, I quit? Boeing CEO David Calhoun going to leave his role at the end of this year. He announced it yesterday. His employer has been in a crisis mode ever since a door blew off a 737 MAX 9 during an Alaskan Airlines flight in January. Calhoun isn't evacuating the plane maker alone. Boeing's commercial aviation chief, Stan Deal, He left the company immediately yesterday. Board Chairman Larry Kellner won't seek re-election later this year. I mean, they just wanted to crank one plane out after another, and unfortunately, lots of little things that turned into major things were missed. Boeing is in trouble. You know what? I think they also did Air Force One, right? Joe, look out the window here. Business news. So you like your Chick-fil-A? I do. Got to tell you. It's like your no fast food New Year's resolution. That's what it is. Chick-fil-A said, we're going to relax on our promise. What does that mean? The chain said on Sunday that it's backtracking on its no antibiotics ever stance that it instituted in 2019 and will allow some antibiotics in its chicken starting this spring. The sandwich purveyor is loosening its label and switching to sourcing chicken that uses no antibiotic important to human medicine, which means animals were likely given some antibiotics, but not the same one that you and I would use. Why do chickens take drugs anyway? Producers use these things to, number one, treat illness, since disease can be hard to control with tons of birds raised in very close quarters. And number two, to make chickens grow faster and beef up profitability. That's why they use the drugs. So when you think of the Caribbean, what do you think of? Oh, beautiful waters, sandy, white sandy beaches. Here's a quote. Some people call it a windfall. We just call it God smiling down on us. What? The reason the Prime Minister of the Caribbean island Anguilla told the New York Times the nation feels blessed has nothing to do with its white sand beaches or 80-degree temps year-round. No, no. Rather, it's the country's internet domain, the now-coveted AI. With artificial intelligence the focus of the tech world, Anguilla reaped $32 million last year from selling website names, amounting to more than 10% of the country's GDP. In sports news, must be something to lose several million dollars and not know it, huh? As a baseball player, Shohei Ohtani said that he never bet on baseball or asked anyone to ever bet on any sporting event for him. That's the Dodger star's first public statement since his interpreter was fired amid a gambling scandal where his interpreters took $4 or $5 million from him. And she's a girl, she's a woman, still breaking all those records. Talking about Caitlin Clark, and she isn't done yet with NCAA records in her final season. Clark, the all-time leading scorer in Division I college basketball, shattered it. The single-season three-pointers made record she previously held with Golden State Warriors All-Star Steph Curry. Now she has it to herself. Clark Curry, who played at Davidson, and former Liberty guard Darius McGee all had 162 until last night, and Caitlin took over the record. The WNBA Indiana team's probably going to pick her up. They have the first choice, and you know it's going to be Caitlin. A California federal judge tossed out Elon Musk's lawsuit against the Center for Countering Digital Hate, a watchdog group that claimed X allows hate speech, saying the case was about punishing the defendants for their speech. Musk has similar cases pending against Media Matters and others. The NFL will eliminate the hip drop tackle after team owners unanimously approved that ban yesterday. Spotify is adding classes to the things you can stream now on their platform. Trader Joe's raised the price of its bananas. Is that a big, well, it's the first time they've done that in 20-plus years, so I guess it is a big deal, huh? And finally, who said that? There's a new variant called Waking Up. It's spreading fast around the world. I hope you catch it. Some folks wondering why this question isn't asked. Fannie Willis, one of those prosecutors after Trump, her income's $110,000 a year. How does she now have $8 million in 2 years? Oh, where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this.
A piece of property? They'll take it. That used car you want to get rid of? They'll take it. Cash, check, money order, credit card. Hey, there's always a need in Christian radio. Beyond belief, I've worked in both Christian radio and secular radio. Sometimes you're getting fat on the secular side, but I've never seen that happen in Christian radio. It's tough just to meet budget week after week, month after month. Your opportunity now, my friend, to help the station stay on the air and continue to broadcast the good news of Jesus Christ. So you pray about it. See how you might help out the station in your area that is sending out the good news that Jesus saves and your life can be changed as you surrender to Him. We're always appealing, aren't we? Yeah, but that's life, my friend, and it's a fact. Money is needed now. Just pray about it, then get in touch with this local station. Say, I would like to, well, you just fill in the blank. And we thank you in advance. So why would a Christian ever be depressed? Can you be, and is it scriptural? And is America great? Was she ever really great? Is she going to be great again? Now think about these things, my friend, because it's very important. What's going to happen to America? Or why is God angry at this country? What is truth? Ye shall know the truth, it'll set you free. A good reading today might be 2 Timothy 3:1. In the end times, and they're coming, it will be terrible in those last days. People will be lovers of themselves. Tell me we're not there. Lovers of money and boastful people and proud and abusive and disobedient to their parents. My goodness, it's never been like this, has it? Ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal. Not lovers of good, for sure. The Bible says the last days on earth are going to be filled with tragedy, and there's not much good news in the world right now, is there? Doomsday, bearing down on America, think about it. In the minds of many, sure, others see the future as providing more fantastic opportunities. Things are wonderful, especially in the last 2 years. Opportunities at every hand, new inventions happening, microchip technology, levels of communication and efficiency that most never dreamed of. It's a great day in America. Is it? While technological advances continue to impress us, there's also the ever-growing dark side of man. Read Jeremiah 17:9. Man's nature is being revealed in his misrule of the planet. You hear these stories every day on Hello World. Poverty, war, ethnic tensions continue to worsen. Even in the United States of America, the nation widely recognized as the most powerful and influential nation of the free world, it's currently experiencing difficulties, right? How many people are behind President Trump? How many people were behind President Obama? Who really is the leader? So what does the future hold? Will technology be used to bring about recovery, or will it be used by evil-minded men to bring about our demise? According to the Bible, what will happen to America? You know, the majority of people who settled in this country have a unique connection to the biblical patriarch Abraham and his descendants. You can read in Genesis 48:13-16 explaining how Joseph, Abraham's great-grandson, was sold into slavery by his brothers, yet became a powerful ruler in Egypt. Joseph's two sons, Ephraim, Manasseh, received from their grandfather Jacob a special blessing, did they not, that had previously been passed down from Abraham? Prophecies in the Bible reveal that these two brothers, Ephraim and Manasseh, would rise to prominence. Today, the descendants of those two are largely the peoples of Great Britain and the United States, respectively. To understand what's going to happen to America, you have to study biblical prophecy directed toward Manasseh. The Bible prophesies that the descendants of this man would become a great nation, and that the descendants of his brother Ephraim would become a multitude of nations, Genesis 48:19. The United States and Britain and some of its former colonies, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, are the nation and a group of nations that best fit this biblical description. We have really been blessed here in America. As far as military prowess and physical blessings go, the Bible says that in the last days, the descendants of Joseph would be exceptionally blessed above all other nations, even their own brethren, and other nations that would rise from Abraham's descendants, Genesis 49. These prophecies have come to pass, just as God said. And the United States, hey, it's unusual. Summarizing the physical resources of this country, such as the American geography, it's an impressive one. The Great Mississippi Basin, together with intercoastal waterways, has more miles of navigable internal waterways than the rest of the world combined. The American Midwest is both overlaid by this waterway and is the world's largest contiguous piece of farmland. The U.S. Atlantic coast possesses more major ports than the rest of the Western Hemisphere combined. Two vast oceans insulated the United States from Asian and European powers. Deserts separate the United States from Mexico to the south. Lakes and forests separate the population in Canada from those in the United States. The United States has capital, food surplus, physical insulation in excess of every other country in the world by an exceedingly large margin. Sure it does. And people continue to wonder, why does God bless the United States despite all of our evil here? The U.S. is a powerful nation with abundant fertile land, a good climate, and laws that allow for creativity and investment in hard work and the ability to enjoy the fruits of one's labor. But in spite of the United States' blessings, my friend, poor decisions by leadership through the years have threatened the way of life of so many Americans, those that have come to enjoy this old world. Irresponsible increases in debt and entitlement programs that cannot possibly be sustained at current levels of taxation are problems passed on from one generation to the next. You take care of that. Most of those listening to this radio broadcast are Christian, are conservative in their ideas and philosophies. And one of the dangers of all of this stuff, especially politically, is getting your eyes off of God and onto a man. Remember, God is in charge. Always has been, always will be. This week, we're going to talk more about America's position in the world and why does God continue to bless us so? Solomon wrote, "Everything under the sun is meaningless, like chasing after the wind," Ecclesiastes 1:14. Do you ever feel like that's happening? Everything in your life is meaningless? You're chasing the wind? No wonder you can get depressed in the world today. And no wonder I asked the question as we started, should a Christian ever be depressed? I think now more than ever, the answer is yes. A lot of depressing things going on out there. The Bible says only those things done for Christ will last. Everything that we see is going to be the hay, wood, and stubble that's going to burn. And those precious jewels, the things that you do for Jesus. In just the last week, how many things have there been? Yeah, depression, it's real in more ways than one. But my friend, we have someone very special, if you know Jesus Christ as Savior. He is not an answer, as most of us know. Oh no, he is the absolute answer, period. Have you ever been saved? Good start today. Trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, for whosoever, that's you, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise the Lord. And finally, kids do say the strangest things. So the little girl was attending a wedding for the very first time, and she whispered to her mama, "Hey, why is the bride dressed in white?" "Well, because white is the color of happiness and purity, and today is really the happiest day of this woman's life." Her mother tried to explain this, keeping it very simple, of course. The child thought about that for a moment and said, "Then, why is the groom wearing black?" That's oh my. Hello, world, for another day. Thank you so much for being with us on this Tuesday, my friend. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Many of you are. Greg, Jerry G, Patton, P-A-T-T-N. It's a wonderful thing to have you on board.
Oh, and many of you still don't have a copy of Invisible War on the Saints. That's available at InvisibleWarOnTheSaints.com. And the 36-part TV series is out. SWRC.com or 1-800-652-1144. And that's the way it is. Tuesday, March the 26th, 2024. I am Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great day.